You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Back here on a Monday, the 11th of February. And it is amazing to me you play a song from 38 Special back from the 1980s to introduce last night's Grammys.
The classics.
Yeah, the classics. Ty and Jay Powers had to watch, I guess, because she's reporting on it for Fox News. Did you learn anything last night?
Did I learn anything last night?
Yeah, I'd have to know who half these people are. I feel like the old guy. I don't know. I mean, I know who Cardi B is. She had a good night.
She did have a good night, yeah. She made history, first female to win Best Rap Solo Artist. So that was a big deal for her. It was kind of like Girls' Night at the Grammys almost.
Okay.
Because you had a lot of you know, female talent nominated. Obviously, you had a lot of performances. There was towards the beginning of the show, you had Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, Alicia Keys was the host, by the way, Michelle Obama and Jennifer Lopez, and they came out and started talking about, you know, the importance of music and expression and inclusion, that kind of stuff. I think everybody just sort of went nuts with all of them on stage. The crowd was quite amped about that. Let's see, what else did you have? As far as political things go, I think most of that, some of that was on the red carpet because you saw some of the, a couple of people had, what are definitely being talked about today, their outfits. And I don't mean just like for the fashion of it. Singer Joy Vila, who we have seen before. Remember that a couple of years ago, the artist that a lot of folks didn't know who she was, but she came to the Grammys with a Make America Great Again gown?
Yeah, I do remember that.
That's her.
Okay. All right.
She dressed as a border wall last night.
As a border wall, okay.
Yeah.
I guess Miley Cyrus needed a little more border. She was risking maybe a wardrobe malfunction or two last night.
She did. She. You know, she's very famous for going right up to the line and sort of sticking a toe in it.
Yeah.
You know, just sort of like, you know, she's not gonna be tamed when it comes to her fashion choices. We've already seen that. She was downright covered up last night compared to some of the things that she's done in the past, though. But, yeah, she did sort of, you know, risk a wardrobe malfunction. But sang and did an amazing job, by the way.
Okay. Now, as you mentioned, Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, Michelle Obama, Jennifer Lopez, all up there with Alicia Keys, who was the host, which is pretty cool. This is America, Childish Gambino. I don't even know what this is. This is the record of the year, and I don't know it.
That it got a whole lot of attention when it came out because of the video that went along with it, and I mean the song's, you know, stands on its own obviously, but it's the video that goes along with it is what really got people's attention. It's really kind of hard to describe, but there's a lot going on in that video. It's one of the more talked about videos of last year.
Okay, but you know, that's great, and I love the art. I mean, I was around when MTV arrived, and everybody thought, sort of, you know, how cool is it to have videos to go with your music? But that's generally not what wins you a Grammy.
No, generally not. Like I said, the record stands on its own, though. That's you know, obviously by the fact that it won the Grammy, because that, you know, remember the record of the year goes to what like the producers and you know, the sound mixing and that kind of thing.
All right. Any big surprises? Any old people there last night, or was it all for the young? I mean, anybody
actually,
show up?
Actually, yes. A couple of them, which I thought was interesting. I don't think he was there, but I know on Sunday, I guess earlier yesterday, for Best Spoken Word Recording, Jimmy Carter won that one. He's
really?
94.
No kidding.
His second Grammy.
Yeah.
I think the thing that really surprised me most, I mean, you saw during the Motown tribute, I mean, Smokey Robinson.
Oh, God,
I was part of that, yes. Which was, you know, of course, I think Berry Gordy was also there. But the thing that really shocked me was Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart.
And presented one of the Grammys, which he's you know, I don't remember his age now, but.
Yeah.
Just still got that comedic timing.
Oh,
just God. Like that signature Bob Newhart thing.
Bob Newhart's the best.
Yeah.
I feel bad now that I missed it.
He's a treasure.
That's why we have you, Tanya J. Powers, watching the Grammys for everyone else. We appreciate it. Thank you, Tanya J.